Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Welcome to today's class. We're going straight to Luke chapter 11. And I pray for you this morning that as you hear God's word, those words will form your habit, your character from today in the name of Jesus. The entrance of God's word this morning will bring light to you and understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Luke chapter 11 begins with the Lord's Prayer. Very common. In fact, some of you can sing, you can recite the Lord's Prayer off hand. Some of you even know it as a song, you know. So the disciples saw Jesus praying. So there is nothing wrong with public prayers. There are times you pray and people would notice that you're praying. There's nothing wrong about that. So they saw what Jesus was doing and they were amazed. So they had to ask Jesus, please teach us to pray. You know, what they said to Jesus was, teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray. Just teach us to pray. But Jesus realized that what is the point? Knowing the importance of prayer, but not knowing how to pray. So the most important thing is for you to know how to pray. And before I continue, I would appeal to you. Now, in the next 1 month, that's most likely by the end of August, September, in between, I've been working on a book on prayers, and that book answers every single thing you can think about concerning prayers. Any question you have, how will God answer my prayer? How can I pray without ceasing? Why do I feel tired when I'm praying? Why can't I pray for 1 hour straight on? How many hours should I use to pray every day? How should I organize my prayers? You know, why should I even pray in the first place? You know, all of these questions will be addressed in that book. So I'm encouraging you now to do everything possible to get that book. And I assure you that you're going to be blessed by it in Jesus' name. So Jesus told them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. The first thing that must always be at the back of your mind every time you open your mouth to pray to God is that God is your Father. So each time you want to pray, always remember the fact that you're talking to your Father, and your Father is always willing to listen to you. So that's the first thing that should be at the back of your mind. And what is the point praying and asking God for several things when you do not give Him praise first? So the first thing you should be doing is to praise God's name. Hallowed be your name. Bless His name. Give Him all the glory. Worship Him. Praise Him intentionally. Be deliberate about it. Don't say because they've organized the Lord's prayers and that is why you just do it shabbily. Be very intentional about thanking God. Give Him all the glory. Then after that, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is done in heaven. Let it be done on earth. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. Stop praying because you want money. Stop praying because you want cars. Let that not be the first thing you are tendering before God. The first thing you should be doing is to express your love to God, is to embrace the will of the Lord, is to ask God to put His will in your heart. Seek God, ask Him, what is your intention for my family? What is your intention for my life? What is your will for me? This should be the first thing you should be thinking about. Not you coming to God, Father, I thank you, and then straight on, Lord, I want money. Lord, I want that. In my culture, there is this proverb that says, whoever gives thanks for what he got yesterday would get more today. So if there is no way you would say God has not done something in your life, the fact that you can approach God to ask for something means that you have life. So first give God all the thanks for those things that he has done in your life. You know, embrace his will. Ask him to help you to live a life that is pleasing unto God. You know, do all of these things, then tender your request. That is the right way to pray. And then after that, you can ask for your request. Give us this day our daily bread, and then forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. So this is the Lord's prayers. But the most important thing first is, before you approach God, remember that God is interested in listening to you because he's your father. He wants to hear you. And you're not just coming to just tell God about your needs. You're coming to praise him. You're coming to exalt him. You're coming to embrace his will. May God help us to do this. In Jesus' name. We see persistence in prayers. Persistence in prayers. And my encouragement to you from this, you know, illustration about a particular guy that needed food. He said, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on this journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within the door, do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise to give you. I say to you, though he will not rise to give him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Why is this guy persisting? He's persisting because of a friend that he wants. So the reason why this guy was knocking and persisting that he must get those 3 loaves of bread is not because of him or his children. He's persisting and praying and saying, no, I must get this thing. Why? For a friend. You can imagine, for a friend. So this guy was willing to stay there until he gets the answer to his prayer. And what he's praying for is not even for himself. And Jesus just told us about prayers. So prayer for me is not you going to God basically for your own needs alone. Basically because you want this. So this guy was praying and asking just because he wanted to feed another person. So sometimes the reason why you're praying every day is not because of the money that you need. It's because of those people that you know that are going through one major trouble. And you're praying for that person. And you're not going to rest. You're not going to give up. You're going to pray for that person tomorrow. You're going to pray for that person the next tomorrow. You're going to pray for that person again and again until you see changes. Until you begin to see that the prayers of that person are answered. You're not giving up. That is what we are talking about. Persistence. Not just because of your own need, but because of the needs of others. You can stand in gap and trust God and pray. And Jesus says, you need to keep asking. So I say to you, verse 9, it will be given to you when you ask. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who finds will see. And those who knock, it will be opened unto them. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him stone? Or will he give him fish when he asks for will he give him serpent when he's asking for fish? You see, what Jesus basically is telling you, he's saying here, verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So the good gift we are talking about here is even the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. There is no way you wake up in the morning and you are praying for the infilling of the Holy Ghost and God will not listen. He will answer your prayers. If you ask, you seek, you knock, it will definitely be open to you. But you need to be persistent in your prayers. You don't give up. You don't pray in the morning and then you stop praying all through the day. Bible says pray without ceasing. You're on the bus, you're praying. You're in the toilet, you're praying. You're in the shower, you're praying. You're going to work, you're praying. You have your break time at work, you're praying. You're in class and your lecturer is not around yet. You put your head on the table and you're praying in tongues already. You're praying without ceasing. You keep praying. You don't relent. You keep asking for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You keep asking, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Then you keep praying for your friends. You're not going to relent. You're not going to be tired. You're praying for your friends. You're praying for your brothers. You're praying for your sisters. May God give us grace in Jesus' name. And then we see that Jesus says that a house that is divided against itself cannot stand. But today it's unfortunate that we see believers, you know, fighting against one another. This one is because of doctrinal issues. This one believes that you should not wear trousers. This one believes that you should be wearing trousers, that there's nothing wrong with it. And because of that, they cannot unite. Because of that, they cannot stand together just because they have different doctrines. May God help us to stay as one, irrespective of these doctrinal issues. May God give us the grace to really, really, really unite as one, to stand together, to build the body of Christ. And then we see how Jesus Christ was talking about the fact that when an unclean spirit leaves a man and the man does not fill up that place, the demon will go bring more and then they will come and dwell in that person. So basically, still prayers. You are trusting God for deliverance. You realize that that thing that you are trusting God for, that you want that thing to leave your life as is away from your life. You don't just stop. See, one thing I have realized is if you are trusting God for a miracle and that miracle comes, it does not mean that you should stop praying about that thing. You should still keep praying to sustain that miracle. This is why God says pray without ceasing. If Bible says pray without ceasing and you think prayer is just about, Father, give me this, give me that, by the time you finish all of those, then what else do you want to be praying for? And the Bible says pray without ceasing. Then how do you want to be praying for 1 hour every day? Because if it is by your own request, in 2 minutes, you are done. So even if you are trusting God for something and nothing happens, you need to keep praying. You can't stop praying. You can't relax because you feel that God has answered your prayers. And then you relax and then you sit back and enjoy. No, you keep asking. You keep praying. Verse 28 says, more than that, blessed are those who hear God's word and keep it. So it's not just about listening to all of these things this morning. You need to trust God for the grace to put all of these things to practice. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. So because of our time, like I've always, you know, been saying, we are not going to do all the things that there is to know in Luke 11. We're just going to stop here because of our time. And then I believe you've learned one or two things. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.